Scary Stories
from a Cat in the Dark.
Hello, and welcome to Scary Stories. My name is Scary, and I tell the scary stories in the history of stories. Okay. So, with me today is a guest from this day in history, okay? His name is Marie Curie.
why are you laughing at my name?
I wasn't necessary.
No, you were. You quite clearly stated my name and then did a weird little chuckle.
Well, because it sounds like Marie Curie.
No, that's not what my name sounds like. My name sounds like Marie Curie.
It's Marie Curie.
Coming from someone whose name is Scapey.
No, that's a nickname. My name is Scape. Scape White. Scapey is what I'm called.
If it's what you're called, how is it not your name?
It's a nickname, duh. But your name is Marie Curie.
Just call me Marie.
Okay. So, you ready for a scary story? It's going to scare you.
All right, I suppose.
Okay, this one is called How It Happened by Arthur Conan Doyle. Okay, so like, once upon a time, she was a writing medium, okay?
What?
She was a writing medium, okay?
Like a pen is a medium with which you write?
Well, writing medium. Like she was a writing medium. And this is what she wrote, okay?
She didn't write small. She didn't write large. She wrote medium.
No, she didn't write medium. She was a writing medium. She was a writing medium. And this is what she wrote. The story is what she wrote. Do you understand?
Not in the slightest, little gray cat.
A writing medium!
Perhaps you should just continue with where you're taking this.
Like she could write magically.
Okay. Continue with your story.
All right. This is what she wrote. Oh, I think I remember all of it, but some of it's hazy and a little bit weird. But basically, I remember all of it, and so here's what it is. I got to the train station or whatever, and I was like, train station. But I was like, I got a new car today. It came delivered in the mail or something. Where's my new car? Oh, there it is, with my chauffeur driving it. So that's cool. His name was Perkins, and he's like, oh, sir, I have your car here. And I was like, that's a sweet car. How good does it drive, Perkins? And he's like, totally awesome. And I was like, awesome. I would drive it now.
I can see you have very deep and meaningful conversations with people.
Perkins is, he's like my chauffeur. We're close, okay? And he's cool. So I think I'll drive, like I said. And he was like, I don't know. It's late at night and it's dark out and it's a new car and it has a different kind of like shifting gear thing. So maybe you shouldn't drive it, dude. But I was like, I want to. It's my new car, so I'm gonna. And he was like, alright. So I got in. Okay. Right? And I'm driving this car. And it's like, wow, this is a cool car. I'm so cool. It's like, it's gold, I think.
Vehicle is made out of gold?
Well, maybe.
I would not say very reliable metal for using in a car. It is quite malleable and would distort at the slightest problem in the road.
Well, this one didn't, necessarily, but, well, you'll see what happens.
Well, then I put forth that it was not true gold.
Well, maybe it was, because, listen, all I know is it had a lot of horsepower, and it was really pretty.
All right, continue.
So we're driving along, and I'm so cool in this car. And it's driving along like zoom, zoom. With all of these different horsepowers, and I am going fast. But it's going all right. And, you know, maybe it's a little reckless to drive, ruining a new car at night, but whatever. Everybody does crazy stuff. It's okay. So then we get to this hill, okay? And it's like the craziest hill. And like the most dangerous hill in, like, England. And I'm like, whatever. And so we start going up the hill. And we're going up the hill, whatever. And obviously, I'm like pouring on the speed, right? I'm like going as fast as I can up the hill. And we go over the top, and we're about to start coming down. And I'm like, okay, maybe at this point, I would put on some brakes because we're going really fast, and I know there's a lot of, like, turns on the way down the hill, and I don't want it to be dangerous.
How long are you going to spend just extolling your entire strategy in driving both up and down a hill? I have experiments to get back to.
Well, it's a story, I'll be honest with you. It's a story that's mostly about driving.
Someone call my agent.
So we're going down the hill, and I'm like, okay, brake. But you know what happens is the brake, brake.
Oh, so this will be a very short story after all. I will be back to my lab very soon.
The brake is broke, is what I'm saying. And so I'm like, auto brake. I use the auto brake on the side. And it's like, no, I broke too.
So you'll be dead in moments and I'll be back in my lab. Excellent. Hurry on with the done.
No, it's supposed to be a scary story. You're supposed to want me to live. It's got to be frightening.
Oh, I'm sorry. You haven't established the sort of characterization where I care.
Okay, I'm awesome. And you don't want me to die. That's what the characterization is.
Then tell me more about yourself in this character. Do you have family? What do you do for a living? All I know is that you have a car, and that apparently you know what a hill is going up and going down.
Oh, well, I'm a scientist, and I have a wife who invented radium.
Sir, you are not my husband.
Well, but what if I was? It could be anybody. The point is, it could be anybody.
Except I wouldn't be marrying a little gray furball.
It's a story! So I could... Look, the point is, you don't want the main character of the story to die.
Well, that's yet to be seen.
You don't. I command it. Anyway, so I'm like going down the hill and Perkins is right there and he's like, uh-oh. I'm like, okay, I know there's three different turns on this hill and then at the bottom is where my driveway is, okay? And I'm like, if I can make it to the bottom, the driveway goes back up, so it'll be okay. So we're going really fast. And the first one is coming up and I'm like, okay, I can do this. Oh, okay. And I did it. We were okay. I went around the turn. And it was all right. And it's like, okay, whew. And then we get to the second turn. And I'm like, okay, second turn. Whoa, we did it. Okay, we did it.
Creeds along, yes. First curve, second curve. Can I get back to my lab?
But it was close, was my point. It was really close. And so then I'm like, okay, there's only one left. But between me and the third curve is like a stretch of like straight road.
The road is not the only thing that is getting stretched in this situation, I do believe. Hurry up!
Well, the point is you build up speed going straight down, you know, fast. That's the, you know, the wheels.
I think I've already established one of your main fundamental problems if your wheels are going good.
What?
Your car is crap.
No, this was a really cool car. Okay, maybe it was made of gold, and the brakes broke, but...
Well, I told you, gold is too malleable. No wonder the brakes broke.
Well, dude, before I got to the hill, I was probably driving around like, oh, yeah. And people were looking, going, who's that cool guy in that awesome car?
All right, third curve. Get to the third curve.
Well, I had to go. There was a stretch first of straight ahead, and they're going faster, faster, good. And so then Perkins is looking, and he's like, the third curve. Dude, you're not gonna make it. We're not gonna make it over that third curve. We're gonna crash.
This Perkins fellow seems very calm.
Yes, yes, he was. I should let it be known that he behaved splendidly throughout the whole ordeal. He was like, I don't think we're gonna make it, so if you like, I will take the wheel and you can jump out of the car. And I was like, no, I shall keep the wheel. I think I can do it, but you can jump out of the car, my dear Perkins, if you so desire. And he was like, no, sir, I shall stay by your side in the car.
Not sure if this nausea is from the story or from my most recent bout of radiation testing. Ugh, please. Hurry up.
So we're going fast. Okay. And we're going. And we're going towards the third curve. And we're like, should I go for the bank? Oh, I don't know. And so we turn. And the wheels go up like, up on the bank, like 3 feet. And we're like, no. And we're turning. And we make it. We make it around the third curve. Okay. So I'm like, okay, we made it around the third curve. This is really good. We're not dead yet. That's amazing. But now all I gotta do, like I said, is get into my driveway. Because when my driveway goes up a little bit, so it will slow us down and we'll be okay, okay?
All right, yes, you seem to have a fundamental idea of acceleration and gravity.
The problem is, okay, that my driveway is like to the left. No, it's not straight in the road, obviously. obviously, it's on the ref. It's like a turn off the road. And so I'm like, okay, just gotta turn in there. That's no problem. Here we go. And I turn, but here's what happened, okay? During that third curve, it must have broke down some of the steering ability a bit because it was really hard to turn. Okay, I was like, it's starting to turn it. And we turn a little bit, and we turn a little bit more. And then I'm like, okay, we're going to make it. But what happened was the right tire of the car, okay, ran right into the right side of the gate and, like, hit it really hard. So then I kind of remember, like, I heard, like, a crash sound, and I remember, sort of remember, like, flying out of the car, sort of. And then I don't really remember. Then, So anyway, look, when I became conscious again, okay, I was lying on the ground, and I was like, oh, there's a guy next to me. Who's that? Is that Perkins there? Oh, no, that's not Perkins. That's my friend Stanley. And Stanley was a friend of mine in college, and we would hang out and stuff. And I was kind of like, oh, what's he doing here? That's weird. But I woke up, and I was like, oh, I feel okay. Wow. That was crazy. Like that. And I sit up and I'm like, what a crazy crash that was. And he's like, yeah. And, I could see my beautiful car, but it was like smashed, obviously. And, so there were like a bunch of people gathered around the car and they're like, oh, try to lift up the car. He's pinned. Oh, lift him up. And then I heard Perkins. He was over by the car and he was like, it's just my rag. It's okay. I'm okay. I'm all right. And they lifted up the car, but he got out, and he was like, where's the master? And I was like, dude, over here. But he wasn't paying attention, I guess. So then Stanley was like, there's no pain, right? And I was like, no, I'm fine. And he was like, yep, that's right. That's how it is.
Oh, let me guess, this Stanley fellow is deceased?
Are you reading the story in secret?
No, it just seems obvious that he's not feeling any pain, and the driver doesn't seem to notice him speaking, and this Stanley fellow appeared out of absolutely nowhere.
Well, okay, well, that's what I was about to say, was that all of a sudden it occurred to me that I was like, oh, wait a minute, Stanley, he died in the war. And so I turned to Stanley, and I was like, Stanley, you're dead! And he was like, so are you, dude. The end.
That's it? That's the whole story?
Yeah, he was dead!
What does any of this have to do with radiation and radium?
Nothing. I said he could have been married to somebody who created radium.
I was told I was brought here to discuss my research.
No, this is like research.
No, it's not. It's a story. It's a kind of a silly little story.
No, it's a scary little story.
Oh, this is ridiculous. I hate being tricked. There are important research matters I have to attend to, and I have to go clean the lab, and I'm leaving.
No, you can't leave. We're not done yet.
Why? What's next?
Well, we're talking about the story. So this is the part where we discuss what it was about.
If you have a car, make sure it's not made out of gold. It's a really crappy material to make a car out of.
Yeah, but imagine how much money you would get for it.
So turn it in for the money. Don't drive it.
Well, imagine how much people would think you were cool driving it.
How about this? Cars made out of gold will kill you.
No, that's not what this story's about.
So, pray tell my furry little feline scientist Nepper, what is the point of this?
Well, it has a morrow. A scary morrow.
Morrow?
Morrow!
You don't have to growl at me.
I'm saying morrow. M-O-R-A-L.
Moral?
Yeah! A scary morrow. And here's what it is. And you really should have figured it out because I said it. Don't ruin how to drive the new car at night, duh.
I don't think that's the moral at all.
It is! Also, a writing medium could talk to dead people with a pen.
What?
A pen!
What does a writing medium have to do with anything in this story at all?
She was talking to the dead person! Or she was writing for the dead person. There was a dead person, alright, who died in a car crash, okay? And then somebody was like, hey, I wonder what happened. I wonder how it happened, get it? And they went to a writing medium, and the writing medium said, my pen will write it down. Write it. And so, obviously, that story was like the solution to the mystery of how it happened. That's why they called it How It Happened. It's like the writing medium is some sort of great detective her starved mistress.
She was probably just making it all up. I mean, basically, this ghost just stated facts that Perkins himself could have related.
But, he probably didn't, because he was a gentleman.
Gentlemen don't talk about how they got into horrible car crashes?
Not if it implicates their master.
I think if the master is dead and he is being implicated, I don't think he'd have a problem.
I'm not going to hire you as my servant, then, because you don't get it.
I am not a servant! I am not up for hire!
If I ever need radium, I'm not going to call you.
Oh, and who else are you going to call?
I could make radium if I wanted.
Please go to. Go to right now, in fact. I think that will make you very busy. I think you should go start immediately.
Well, you should go mop your kitchen with ammonium.
My kitchen? That's what I have servants for. My lab.
Okay, ammonia and bleach. Haha. So, bye.
Why are you laughing about cleaning? But look, why am I trying to understand anything you're saying? I'm going now. Farewell.
Okay, fine. So, everybody, that was a scary episode, so you know. And, we'll see you soon.